Thank you, Mr. Chair, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. FAO welcomes the update on progress and conclusions of the implementation of the voluntary LDN targets and related implementation efforts presented by the Global Mechanism, and welcomes the recommendation on continued work towards supporting the efforts to achieve LDN. As a member of the Interagency Advisory Group, FAO collaborates to support delivery of SDG targets 13.3, 15.3 through relevant FAO programs and initiatives that have assisted countries to advance in the achievement of LDN targets. Specifically, we draw the attention of the parties on ongoing work on the sustainable management and restoration of drylands through the Great Green Wall Initiative, which in collaboration with UNEP and UNCCD has produced an action plan for concerted UN effort, system effort in support of the Great Green Wall Initiative. The areas of collaboration are based on the harmonized regional strategy for the implementation of the Great Green Wall and the UN Decade on Ecosystem Restoration 2021-2030, and include restoration actions on the ground, national policy and planning, communication awareness raising, science and monitoring, and finance. Further, FAO Global Pastoralists have worked on reversing decline trends in pastoral lands through recognizing the importance of traditional knowledge, including governance systems, and support livelihoods in rangelands and common pastoral lands, which is essential for within strategies and initiatives to avoid land degradation and to address land restoration, ensuring sustainability of interventions. FAO also supports sustainable land management at local national levels through land resources planning and decision support to mainstreaming and scaling up sustainable land management. As a member of the GOLDN initiative, it has supported the development of relevant open source tools for the assessment and monitoring of land, water, and natural resources, such as Earth Map, Open Forest, Collect Earth, as well as through tools through LAVA and WOCOT for validating these data at local level, leading to greater consistency in reporting of LDN. The UN Coalition on Centered Dust Storms, which is led by FAO since 2020, was officially launched in COP14 to promote global support and coalition to address the pressing transboundary and multi-sectoral issues of Centered Dust Storms. It's a collaborative effort of 15 agencies, UN entities, in the areas of adaptation and mitigation, forecasting and early warning, health and safety, policy and governance, and mediation and regional collaboration. Resource mobilization on these issues is very important, so that we can start implementing, and we count with the collaboration of the coalition members and are looking forward to continue fruitful collaboration as sand and dust storms. Further, the FAO Global Soil Partnership continue to support countries in the preparation of soil organic carbon maps and the organic soil carbon sequestration potential maps. Countries have the capacities to prepare national maps that be used for measuring, reporting, monitoring soil organic carbon dynamics as contribution to LDN indicators. In collaboration with the SPI of the UNCCD, the recognition of global soils will be launched on 22nd of June 2021. I don't want to stretch my time. There were a few other points, but thank you very much.